to Illusion of Difference, I as Creator, with your host, Elondis Lake. Our search for unity starts within. Our quest for safety starts within. Once we understand the role difference plays when building community, we can release what we are holding back. We can learn from life's challenges. We can become who we are meant to be.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Illusion of Difference. Welcome. And today I'll be talking a bit about when spirit speaks. Part of what we're going to do is begin to explore how different ways we can see and hear and feel spirit speaking to us. It's an ongoing conversation and a lifelong way of learning, the stronger we become in our connection with spirit and honesty and truth, the more is revealed to us. So that's what we're going to do a little bit today, just not a lot, but just a little to start. I want to welcome you, and whoever's listening, I appreciate your attention, and eventually I'll be taking phone calls in different shows, but this is not one of them. This is just the beginning. When spirit speaks, the next word I think is listen. Listen. When spirit speaks, listen. And as we listen, we realize that we're getting information all around us, even when we're asleep. I have always been someone who tracked my dreams. I kept track. I have as far back as I can remember. Sometimes I would go through a time when I wasn't remembering the dreams as much as strongly. And that would be kind of like an empty space in my dream log. But most of the time, I would go to sleep and have surprising dreams. And it was a long time, because like I said, I've been doing the dream logs since I was in my 20s. I always had vivid dreams, and I always dreamt in color. It was, I don't know when I found out that most people don't dream in color. And I've never had a black and white dream, which I still wonder about that, but that's for another show. But when we are developing the connection, making it stronger, spiritual connection, making it stronger, that is when within us, not with a group or anything in particular, right? We have individual connections. We also, I have found, have an ancestral connection that goes along with that spiritual part of us that is hard to describe because it's beyond our knowledge. If we know more about the spirit, or we think we know more about the spirit than we know about ourselves, then we're on the wrong track because that puts us above the spirit. And I'm very careful of people who claim to know what the Spirit wants. That always struck me as odd. But ancestral communication is a real thing as well, and dreams are included in that after a while. I have several connections that come to me and give me guidance. And now that I am much older and I'm far more experienced than I was when I first started, when I first started tracking my dreams, for instance, I didn't realize that there was even an ancestral link. I knew I had relatives, you know, that had passed on, but there's also a link that links us spiritually. And that's another way of getting guidance and communication. But it takes work, individual work, work on yourself from inside out. Because if you're not there, you're not going to see it. And you're not going to hear it, because your attention is someplace else. And it's, I have to say, it can be a very scary thing to consciously and consistently throughout life open yourself to your spirit and your ancestral communication as well. And the other part that I'd like to communicate in this session is the longer you do, the discipline that's individually you, it's not something that someone can impose on you or give to you. It's something that you work for internally and work on what comes up. The longer you do that, the more you'll know. The more you'll know about yourself, and the more you'll know about the spirit. And it can be disconcerting because, yeah, it's something new. You're learning about yourself on a level that you didn't pay attention to, probably, maybe, or you didn't focus on right away. And I know I've been there. During this session, I'd like to just share a couple of dreams that I've had over not long, but just as an example. And it was when I was getting close to where I am now. It was these short dreams were about a year ago, and I was in a very different place now than at that time. But I knew from experience that for me, not having dreams for a certain time frame, like months sometimes or a couple of weeks, as opposed to having one every other night or so, I knew that I was at a place where I was going to do some growth. And I knew also from the outside in that I was being challenged to do more. So when I finally got remembered and had a dream, it confirmed what I already knew, and that is I was moving into another phase where I will be using what I have learned over the past, I'd say, 3-4 years of following this discipline. This is in 22 of the year. So it's recent, but not recent. It's something that is part of the past part. But I'd like to share, and as an example, offer it for whoever would like to use it. It's I'm talking with someone. This is in my dream, talking with someone who is confirming that some individuals were spreading falsehoods about me, and this person was also informing me that this is in my dream. I didn't have this on my head or my heart, for that matter. This came to me through my dream, informing me that the liars had been exposed and were no longer a threat. So I've kind of pushed that aside, but I was able to use that particular dream, which is what I would like to share how you do, to look and see where I was internally and look around and see where I was engaging people and what was going. And it led me, this process will lead you, you will lead yourself through the process that is individually yours, because you are unique and I'm unique, and there's no one like you, there's no one like me, and your process is yours and my process is mine. There are guides that you can get from other people, or you get from experience with yourself. I've had dreams all my life, and a lot of them have been prophetic, and I had no clue about it and didn't know about it until I was out of it. And I had information that saved my life sometimes, because I had a dream, and then the dream came into my head at a particular time that it was needed, that knowledge was needed. And I would imagine a lot of other people out there have the same experiences, but not as clearly or not as strongly, because this, the more you do this, the stronger they become, and the stronger the messages and things in your dreams become, the clearer they, you can use them. So that was one, and it really did fit with what I had been going through and was puzzled about. I was, you know, there were things like a couple of people were not the same or whatever. It didn't bother me, but that was the answer to it. Let's see. That's all I can say about that I want to say about it. How about this one? This is in the same year, about 3 months later, and I dream that I'm in a house, and I feel as though this is my home. I'm with a group of people, and I'm not sure if they're all women or females or a mix or what. They're just a group of people, which is interesting, because I found it interesting before too, because when I see people, I see people. I don't see change, you know, men or women. I just see people and energy, and that's the result of doing this discipline. And I think being able to do that and moving in that direction and in your direction allows all of us to be able to see each other as individuals, separated from us. It's us, period. So I'm in the house and with a group of people, and they are giving me the good news that I am pregnant. Now, this was in 22. This one gave me some pause when I woke up and remembered it. I'm happy and I feel good, better than I have in years in the dream. And I make a note that I came to the information that the pregnancy is symbolic, of course. And I woke, when I woke after the dream, my guides were telling me that I'm moving to my higher living on this plane. For the first time in months, I didn't wake up feeling sadness or loss, feeling that someone, part of me, was not connected. That someone was the part of me that I was giving birth to. And that was the symbol in the dream. And I'm here, and I'm nothing like I was. I can say that now. Nothing like I was. That's strong. And my process continues. And I'm sharing it with you, whoever you are, wherever you are. That's all I have today.